It's on our face, both of our Facebooks, so and websites.
Awesome. And they're moving on to Tofino tomorrow, and then on to Vic. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
Awesome. And check out their Bandcamps, Kirsten Ludwig Bandcamp. Do you have a Bandcamp yourself?
AlexandriaMailot.bandcamp.com. Yes. MAILLOT.
Awesome. Check them out. It's great to have some talented ladies in the studio today. It was awesome.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a really fun show tonight. I'm going to try to go and and have fun with the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. All right. So you were listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Shay. This has been Shine On. I'll be back next week. Stay tuned. Sachin is coming up with the show Albion. It's going to be great. And I'm going to leave you with a song by Aura Kogan while we wait, because she's wonderful. So have a good week, everyone. And thank you once again for joining me, ladies.
Thanks.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome to Albion. We're broadcasting on CITR 101.9 FM from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Sachin and it's great to be back with you guys after the week off last week. I opened with a track by a Brighton-based band, surprise, surprise, by the name of Royal Blood, which you've probably heard of. And that is the first single that they've released since their debut album tore up the charts back home in the UK. And that song was written for the Vinyl soundtrack, the new TV show on HBO. And you can see the kind of the 70s, 80s punk rock influences that they're trying to go for there to fit with the soundtrack. And it's an incredible song. And the TV show, incidentally, is a really good watch. I'm not one for television shows normally, but I am actually addicted to it, which is quite a recommendation, if anything. Moving swiftly on, I've got a lot of music I want to play for you this week. I'm really excited to be back on the air playing lots of songs for you. The first song I'm going to play for you is by one of my favourite artists, period. By the name of Mark Wynn. He's a very weird and wonderful guy. He's a spoken word artist from York, a bit crazy, and he released a record back in June of 2015, which I put on my Albums of the Year list back in December, called Scythia, Much More Noble Occupation, and that album actually got him put on, well, previously to that album, he was put onto Enemy's Wants to Watch List in 2015, and he took that so badly that he decided to quit music, and I'm just looking for the name of the label. Harbinger Sound then pulled him out of retirement after a lot of chatting over the last 8-9 months, and the result is a best of sorts, titled snappily Singles, but they're not really singles. I just sent them to the screen and said they were singles by Mark Wynn, which came out about a month ago. And I'm going to play you a song from it. It's quite the deep end for Mark Wynn, so people from Canada might not get his very dry sense of humour. And it's about a charity shop called Age Concern, which we have back home in the UK. And this song is called She Fancies Me, That One in Age Concern.
This song's called She Fancies Me, That One in Age Concern. It's about how she fancies me, that one in Age Concern. She fancies me, that one in Age Concern. And I didn't want a bag, but I got one anyway, a receipt as well. Oh, remember when Gladys fell in boots? I go there when it's raining and stand around by the radiator looking at the jigsaws and the sport books. Thinking when it's my turn, when it ain't my turn to find a bargain. So my friends are getting stuff and I get fuck all. Mind you, it's alright, she fancies me at that one in Age Concern. I think she's called Claire. I see her every time I go there. I think she's called Claire. In Age Concern. Wish she had a name tag, then I'd know for sure. I wonder what Claire did before Age Concern. Did she work inside the children? Or Sue Barker? Or maybe the British Art Foundation? Oh, Claire. Every time I go there, I see you there. Oh, Claire. In Age Concern. Maybe you saw me that shirt when I was 17 and my mum threw it out saying how we could afford new clothes, we don't have to buy old ones. Well, I prefer a shirt worn by someone who had a good time in it. Maybe won the music quiz at the Nag's Head years ago. On a dirty weekend in Whitby. Or maybe me, Ronnie O'Sullivan, pitched at pools. Oh, Claire. Over there. See you there. In Age Concern. She fancies me, that one in Age Concern. Claire. Oh, Claire. Oh, Claire. She fancies me, that one in Age Concern.
Yeah. especially told me so the other day, but I guess you were mistaken anyways. Looks like she's coming on to me. You're special, baby.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sachin, and after Mark Wynn, we had Vancouver-based band Ace Martins with a track called Baby Blue. No, that wasn't Baby Blue, that was On To Me, I apologise. Taken from their new EP tape, Palm Springs, and they're actually having a release show for that tape tonight, if you're free, at the Lido in Vancouver. So I urge you to get down to that, it'd be a really cool show. They've got kind of that sun-drenched, kind of weird pop vibe, which is really, really cool. Really like that band. And moving swiftly on back across the Atlantic to a band I've hopped on about a lot on the show, Four Girls from London by the name of The Big Moon. And they've released a new track, surprisingly, and I'm going to play it for you, by the name of Cupid. It's sassy, it's wonderful, it's sarcastic. It's all about failed love, as most songs are these days. But yeah, I love it, and it's really worth a listen. So this is The Big Moon with Cupid on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm gonna get this perfectly right. I'm gonna get this perfectly right. I've been trying to catch a knife for a lifetime. Perfectly right. He said, I'm gonna shoot the perfect bullseye. Draw the arrow back. Steal yourself. Tighten the string on your bow. Go, go. Sorry, I'm not your guy. Sorry, I'm not your guy. Sorry, I'm not. Juice.
Sorry, I'm not your guy. Sorry, I'm not.
Saskatoon singer-songwriter Jen Lane has just released her new album, This Life of Mine, and you're invited to help celebrate. It's been hard moving on. Produced by Vancouver's own, the critically acclaimed John MacArthur Ellis, the new record is a testament to songcraft and the power of music. Spend an evening with Jen Lane on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive, and get a copy of This Life of Mine to take home with you. For advance tickets or to order the album, head on over to jenlane.com.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. What we had just there was The Big Moon with Cupid, and then into a band called Zik. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's written Z! K. I've just discovered those guys. They've been around for a little while. They're from Victoria on Vancouver Island, and that track was called Brand Loyalty Forever. And they've just started touring and they're playing a few shows around Vancouver, which is why I've left. So they come to my attention, and I really like that track. It's proper garage punk. It's really, really cool. I like it a lot. Moving swiftly on, because I really want to cram as much music into the show as possible today. I've really missed it last week. I really wanted to play some music for you, so I'm going to play as much as I possibly can. And the next track I'm going to play for you is by another band that I've played before on the show, by the name of Black Honey. They're from Brighton. They're just one of my favourite bands. It's another breakup song. This time a bit more deep cut. It switches between hating the guy in question and feeling liberated from being it, and doing a lot of drinking at the same time. Roughly summing up most breakups in the history of mankind. This is Black Honey with All My Pride.
I can hear it.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. And what you heard there after Black Honey was a band from Kent by the name of The Bay Rays, and that track was Four Walls, the only track they currently have online. But very excited about that band. They've got it's thrash guitar, as you probably guessed, and it's just wonderfully full of energy. Early Vaccines-esque, Wrecking Bar sort of job. It's under 2 minutes long, but it's just ram-packed with energy. And they're about to go on tour in the south of England, only in the south of England, probably because they can't afford to drive all the way up. And I would recommend, if you're in the area, to try and see those guys live. I imagine it's an incredible, incredible show. And as soon as I get home, I'll be trying to source out a venue where they're playing very soon. Moving on, I'm coming back to Vancouver and Victoria in particular, to a man named Iceberg Ferg, who was on the show 2 weeks ago playing live in studio. And you can listen back to that incredible set that he played for us by going to citr.ca now and listening to the podcast. I'm going to play a track that he didn't play live for us, but comes from his most recent release, In the Valley of the Purple Prince. And it's just it's a wonderful moment of tender folk. It's called Euphoria.
Scratching at your door, waiting for my next door. So euphoria, a sense of serenity, composed of our chemistry, a decent indecency to lose ground habitually.
And tell me that you're
listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. I just want to apologise for that slight technical difficulty there. The internet dropped out of me just as I wanted to play I Want It All by Bloody Knees. And so Icebreaker kind of rolled over into the next track, and I really apologise for that. It's poor form. But yeah, that Bloody Knees track, one of my favourite bands. They've been quiet for a little while, actually. They came, two EPs, one in 2014 and, may no, one in 2013, one in 2014. A self-titled EP in 2013 and then Stitches in 2014. They were both very skater punky, all about smashing your face up. But they've got so much adrenaline in their songs and their life and their live performance, that it's kind of an infectious band. And that year off has obviously kind of mellowed them a bit. It's a much more melodic punk effort, very, very reminiscent of Nirvana. And that's a big name to throw around, but the frontman is quite clearly doing his best Kurt Cobain impression in that track. And it's a brilliant track, but that comparison is impossible to avoid. Yeah, so Bloody Knees, I Want It All. But after Iceberg Ferg, and you can check out that session, as I said before, by going to CITR.ca and listening to the podcast from Albion. The next track I've got for you is taken from CITR's Pop Alliance compilation that we put out with Mint Records for the Fun Drive. On the subject of Fun Drive, we hit our target within last week. We are over $40,000. So I'd like to thank anyone that has donated. It's an incredible effort, and it means the world to the station, and we'll keep the station going and keep allowing morons like me to come on the air and play the songs that they like. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate your efforts. And I'm going to play a track taken from that compilation by a Vancouver-based band by the name of Poor Form. The track is July, and it's some DIY punk for you if you didn't realise I like that sort of stuff.
Thank you. Oreskes, climate change activist and science historian, is at the Vogue Theater on Tuesday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. Oreskes is the co-author of Merchants of Doubt, a book addressing the wealth of credible scientists who have clouded public understanding of scientific facts to advance political and economic interests. Tickets are free but must be reserved and are in limited supply. Visit pwias.ubc.ca.
This is Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
You are listening to Femme Concept
with your hosts Eleanor
and Erica.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR.
On CITR Radio 101.9. We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sachin. And we had a track by Poor Form called July, and then followed by a band from Brighton by the name of Abattoir Blues. And that track was called Tell Me. They're a really interesting band, Abattoir Blues. It's kind of the vocal is very much stereotypical rock, almost bordering on like hardcore sort of screaming vocals. But then the guitar line underneath is almost very shoegazy, very summery, very psychedelic, and it's kind of an interesting mix. There's not a lot out there like it, so I hope you liked it. I've kind of got sucked in by it, but it's very enjoyable for me. I hope you enjoyed it too. The next band I'm going to play for you is a Vancouver based two-piece. I played them a couple of weeks ago as well. They are batshit crazy. They go by the name of Phono Pony. They've just released an EP under the name of Phonography, and this is one of my favorite tracks from it. It's called As Seen on TV.
I'm shocked.
This is Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sachin, and we are broadcasting today from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory, as usual. And I'm playing you the best new music from Britain, along with some of the best new Canadian acts I'm finding. And that was a band by the name of Fortresses from Vancouver. And they have just released a new EP or tape titled S4/T, which came out just under 2 weeks ago. And the track I played you was called To Bring You My Love, which is a PJ Harvey cover, which I thought was a really interesting choice. And an obvious choice if you look at their influences, but it's a really interesting cover and I really like it a lot. And they have Aura Coogan on vocals in that band, who have also played solo stuff before on the show. So yeah, just a really interesting band, and really should go check them out. I imagine they'll be playing very soon in Vancouver. Moving swiftly on, because I'm almost out of time, Radio Freethinker with Don is up next. With his Brazilian Coop edition. Please do check that out. He is without a voice at the minute. So half of the show is his Darth Vader voice and half of the show is an artificial voice, which apparently fits in with the theme of the show. So really worth checking that out and sticking around for. I'm going to close out the show with two bands that I've been playing a serious amount of recently. The first I spoke about 2 weeks ago, and I'm still as obsessed as I was 2 weeks ago. They are Young Fathers, who I saw in Vancouver 3 weeks ago, and their sound is still taking over my life, really. I cannot stop listening to them, and I'm going to play a track for you by the name of Liberated, taken from their most recent album, White Men of Black Men 2. And then I'm going to close out the show, hopefully if I get time, with another band who I play far too much of, Croydon's Bellevue Days, Fallouts from Croydon, and the track I'm going to play for you is Pepper Tea. So yeah, once again, thank you very much for listening for the show. Thank you for tuning into Albion. It's been a joy to be here. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I'll be back next week, as usual, with more great tunes for you. And please do go online and check out the podcast of Iceberg Ferg from 2 weeks ago. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. This is Young Fathers.